WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guru, back with another dose of wisdom to power up your day. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, emotional intelligence, or EQ as the cool kids call it. Ever feel like you're walking around with a giant bullseye on your back when it comes to other people's emotions? You know that feeling when you just know someone's about to lose it even before they say a word? Well, friends, guess what? That's EQ kicking in. It's the ability to understand, manage, and navigate our own emotions while recognizing and responding thoughtfully to those around us. And trust me, this stuff is gold literally. Think about it. Relationships smoother than butter, work stress melted like ice cream on a summer day, and a level of self-awareness that would make even a Zen master jealous. That's the power of EQ, people. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to get you started on your emotional intelligence journey. 1. Know thyself. This is like the foundation of EQ, folks. We need to understand our own emotions, triggers, patterns, the whole shebang. What makes you tick? What sets you off? Journaling, meditation, and even good old-fashioned self-reflection can help you get to know your inner landscape better than ever before. 2. Label it to tame it. Ever notice how saying "I'm feeling frustrated" out loud can actually make the frustration less intense? That's the magic of putting words to our emotions. Labeling them helps us process and manage them more effectively. So next time you feel a surge, try saying it out loud or writing it down. 3. Instant emotional control boost. 3. Empathy rocks. Put yourself in someone else's shoes, literally. Imagine their perspective, consider their feelings, and truly listen to what they are saying. Empathy isn't just about feeling sorry for someone, it's about understanding and connecting on a deeper level. Think of it like this. The more you empathize, the less likely you are to get sucked into drama or take things personally. 4. Communication is key. This one's a no-brainer, but it bears repeating. Clear, honest, and respectful communication is essential for building strong relationships. Practice active listening, really pay attention to what people are saying, both verbally and non-verbally. And don't be afraid to express your own feelings in a constructive way. 5. Self-regulation superpowers. This is about mastering your emotional responses. Think of it like a superpower. Instead of reacting impulsively, take a moment to breathe, assess the situation, and choose a response that aligns with your values. Remember, you're not a robot. It's okay to feel emotions, but how you handle them defines you. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, and a colleague is having a meltdown over a missed deadline. They're snapping at everyone, blaming others, the whole 9 yards. But instead of getting caught up in the drama, you take a deep breath, approach them with empathy, and say something like, "I know things are stressful right now, but I'm here to help if you want to brainstorm solutions together." See what I did there? You stayed calm, showed compassion, and offered a solution-oriented approach. That's EQ in action. By cultivating these skills, you can navigate challenging situations with grace and turn even the most stressful moments into opportunities for growth. Alright folks, time for the quick recap. EQ is all about understanding ourselves, others, and managing our emotions effectively. It's a skill set that takes practice, but trust me, it's worth every ounce of effort. Remember, developing your emotional intelligence isn't just about being nice, it's about building resilience, fostering deeper connections, and living a more fulfilling life. So, go out there and rock those EQ skills. Share this episode with your friends, leave us a review, and join the conversation on social media. Let's keep this emotional intelligence party going. Until next time, stay wise, stay strong, and remember you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.